Do you know who that person is all 3 weeks? Satan. Amen. Satan. Satan is the deceiver. Satan is the destroyer. Amen. And Satan is the accuser.
Amen.
Amen. We got a few scriptures that we're going to go through today. And we'll get to those here in just a minute. But let's go ahead and open with a quick word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, as always, I ask you, get Ronnie out of the way today, Lord, and allow your Holy Spirit to speak through me, Jesus. Lord, may it be your word spoken and not mine today, Lord. Lord, may we open our heart, mind, and soul to the message and the blessings that you have for us today, Lord. Lord, may we continue to be your lighthouse in this dark and dying world, Lord. Lord, may each one of us today get a new understanding of what Satan's trying to do to us, Jesus. And how we can maybe stay away from that a little bit and walk more in your light instead of his darkness, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for each and everything that you do. I ask you to be with us through the rest of the service. In your name I pray. Amen. Ooh, I don't know about you, but the devil beats me up sometimes with the amount of times that he be knocking on my door. Because I'm going to tell you, if you're living for Christ, the devil is knocking 24/7, 365. You're getting no break in the situation. As much as you want one, you're not getting one, but that's a good thing. Amen? Because like I said earlier, if he ain't knocking, you're already there. You're already living with him on his side of the tracks where he wants you anyway. Amen? The greatest trick that the devil has ever pulled was to convince our world that he don't exist. That's the greatest trick that the devil's ever pulled, is to convince our world that he don't exist. But guess what? I'm going to tell you, by our Bible, by our God, by our word, the devil is real. Amen? The devil truly exists. Not some little red man with horns and a tail and pitchfork. Amen? He's a true existence there. There is a true devil. There is a true Satan. Amen? Who tries to come and deceive us Christian people to the fact that he don't exist. God made light. Amen? But there's also some darkness that is coming along through here. There is still a prince of darkness. We're going to learn where he came from here in a little bit. That's still true, ain't it? Amen? But guess what? That prince of darkness, Satan, is still a liar. Amen? Jesus is still alive. Amen? And if we go out believing the deceiver, we will go out in an abomination in hell. And I don't know about you, but I want to live where Miss Teresa be living. I want to be hanging out with Jesus up in heaven. Amen. Not suffering for eternity in hell. Amen. Y'all remember who Lucifer was, don't you? Oh, yeah. Oh, yay. That's Satan. Hey, that's Satan, ain't it? Lucifer was one of three archangels created by who? God. God created him. Amen. He had Michael, he had Gabriel, and he had Lucifer. Lucifer thought, what? I can do this better than God can. Basically, he got an ego problem, didn't he? Yeah. Lucifer, Satan had an ego problem. That's what caused him to fall from heaven. He had a narcissistic ego problem. That he was better than everybody else. That he was better than God. Amen? With angel of worship, full of wisdom, perfect in beauty. But into himself, he wanted to be worshipped like God was, instead of worshiping God like we all should. Amen. And what happened? God said, Satan, you messed up. You messed up. And guess what? You can't stay up here no more. You're kicking out. You're getting the boot kick in the booty. Satan butt. Satan got his butt kicked. Amen. God said, Toom. How many of y'all ever want to kick your kids in the butt every once in a while?
Amen.
God said, ha, you messed up, Satan. You messed up, Lucifer. I'm kicking you today. You got to go down here. You'll no longer be up here in heaven with us. Amen. And what happened? Not only Satan went, not only Lucifer went, but one third of his angels went with him. Satan must have had a lying tongue back then too, to convince that many of God's angels to go with him, or try to be better than he was. Amen. Demons. They cast them out. Demons were cast out. But because we were made in the image of God, guess what? Satan and those demons hate everything about us. He don't want us to have anything to do with the God who made us. Amen? Quote from C.S. Lewis says, "There is no neutral ground in the universe. Every square inch, every split second is claimed by God and counterclaimed by Satan. So there is nothing neutral. It's either God or Satan." Amen. It's either heaven or what? Hell. Amen. But Satan has a strategy to get to us. And that's what we're going to cover over the next 3 weeks. This first week, Satan is a deceiver who attacks our minds with lies. And then Satan is the accuser who attacks our heart with accusations. And the third week will be, Satan is a destroyer who attacks your will and your pride. And I don't know about you, but that's a big one that Satan uses. Amen? That is a big one, our will and our pride, to make us get off of our step with Jesus. Those other two will be coming up in a couple weeks. And it's not if we're under attack. Amen? Because we are under attack. If we're living for Jesus, if we're truly sold out by Christians, we're under attack every day. Amen? But hopefully this series will equip us for the battle that's coming. Amen. Hopefully it'll keep us from hearing all the lies, all the deception, all those accusations that Satan's going to be throwing our way. Amen. John 8:44 says this: "He, the devil, was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and what? The father of lies." Amen. Satan tells us anything comes out that boy's mouth is a lie. Amen. No matter how good it sounds to our ears, it's a lie. All right. How many? I'm only telling myself and a few of y'all. When you were dating somebody, lie to them about something because you wanted them to go out with you or go somewhere with you. That's the same way Satan does us, because he's trying to get us to do something that he wants and not something that God wants. So he starts out by lie. Amen. Oh yeah, honey, let me tell you, I got a $120,000 a year job. And a big old Cadillac. And you rolled up in a Pinto. Oh, yeah, it's because my Cadillac's in the shop. That's the same types of lies Satan be telling. He tells them smoothly and easily to the ear, so that we let them slip by and say, oh, okay. I could buy that. Amen. You could buy Duke was driving in a Pinto because his Cadillac was in his shop. I don't know about you, but if he owns a Cadillac, he probably be able to have a lot more than a Pinto as a second car. Just a sign for you. But Satan attacks our mind with lies. Every time we sin against God, it's because we're believing a lie. It's because we're believing a lie that Satan has told us. How did the devil lie to Eve? He knew she would be easy to get to roll over. The guy wasn't gonna fall in. The guy wasn't gonna cave. Yeah, right. I just thought I'd throw that one in there because you know we always blame the woman. But think about that. How did he bribe her? How did he lie to her? The first attack was completely directed at God's word. He could have tried a lot of approaches. He could have tried the Adam don't love you. Amen. He could have tried the sick and tired of talking about feelings. Adam's over in his man cave. He's just hanging out. Adam liked it better when it was just him and the monkeys than now he got a woman with him. Think about that. He had to tell her something good, didn't he? He had to say something directly to God's word. Because he was jealous. Satan was jealous. Satan was afraid. Satan wanted, he hated the life that they had already back then. But instead, he attacked God's word. He attacked God's word. He could use all them different things against her at that time. But he attacked God's word. The deceiver himself questioned God's word. Genesis 3:1 says this. He the serpent. Everybody know who the serpent is, right? Serpent is who? Satan. He, Satan, said to the woman, did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden? He didn't deny that God spoke it, did he? He didn't deny that God had what he had spoken. He just questioned it. He put that little sliver of doubt in his ear. And that's what Satan does. Man, I know you're living that way, but are you sure the Bible's true? That's when he uses that. Are you sure God is really a God? Are you sure it's not something fake? Surely what you read in God's word can't be what he really meant. How many of y'all ever heard Satan tell you that? Amen? All the time, amen? Surely, that was wrote so long ago that it surely can't apply for you today. It's surely not the same thing that he meant back then for today in 2022. That's a tough one that Satan tries to throw some lies out, ain't it? That book was written so long ago that there's no way in the world it could apply to any of us today. I've heard Satan tell me that many times. If God really loved you, sorry. If God really loved you, I've heard this one too. He'd let you live how you want to live. Not by his word, not by his rules, not by his standards, not by his Christ-likeness. Amen? How many of y'all ever heard that? How about home? Give me a thumbs up or an amen. I've heard Satan tell me that many a times. Many a times. Just let you live like you want to live. So you be happy. Hey, guess what? Sometimes happy is not a place that we need to be if we're not in God's will. Amen. Because we ain't truly happy. We're being deceived by Satan at that point. Did God really say you can't do that? Oh, it applied for them back then. But our society's different now. Surely it don't, that same thing don't mean the same thing now. Surely he'll let you do it now. You ain't hurting anybody, are you? It's just you. It's just your life. I don't know about you, but every one of us is a child of God. And if we're doing something against God's will, it's hurting him who created us in his image. Amen. And Eve, at that point, had hurt enough. At that point, she had hurt enough. She started to question God. She started to get some doubt. Amen. God said, you may freely eat from any tree in the garden. Except one. Right? Except one. God said, you can freely eat from any tree in the garden except one. And Genesis 3:2 says, the woman said to the serpent, we may eat fruit from the trees in the garden. She left that except one, didn't she? Started to doubt. She was questioning. But you know what? If all these other trees are good, they're all from the goodness of God. Oh, come on. Surely that one tree that I'm not supposed to be eating from, surely it can't be bad like God told me it was. Surely all the rest of them are good, so that one has to be good too. So Satan be working on her, ain't he? He working on that brain. I'm going to stay out of the women comments so I don't get in trouble. But she's sitting there questioning, ain't she? She's like, man, I got all these other trees. I got some avocados. Birthday on the camera. I got some avocados. Sure they had avocado trees back in. What else? Oh, I got some olives I be chomping on. Some apples. Some pears.
Figs.
Tearing them up, ain't she? Yeah, I like all those. So if all those taste good and all those didn't hurt me, what's Satan saying? Surely that one that he told you not to eat from, surely it can't hurt you if all the rest of them are good. Whew. But guess what? She admits the word freely, implying that God was holding back. The moment that Satan started questioning God's word, Eve questioned goodness. When you start to question the goodness of God, it is easier to disobey the will of God. Y'all hear that? Write this down if you want. When you start to question the goodness of God, it is easier to disobey the will of God. So what's the deceiver do? What's he done so far? He twisted God's words up, didn't he? He rolled them up in a different tone than what God actually meant them. Amen. And Eve says, we can eat from from any but one, or we will die. Genesis 3:4-5 says, you will not certainly die. The serpent, or Satan, said to the woman, for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be open. And you will be what? Like God. Knowing good and evil. Knowing the difference between good and evil. Oh, that definitely ain't what's going to happen here on the later verses, is it? Because once she bit that, she knew as soon as the tooth went in the skin, she was not in the right place. She done messed up from the floor up. Amen. She done been deceived from her inheritance, from the goodness that God had saved up for her. Amen. And I'm sure as soon as that bite went in there, she knew, oh man, that serpent was definitely lying when he said, I'm going to be like God. Because first thing came on was what? Shame. They went and hid, right? So at that point, they knew they wasn't like God. They knew they messed up. They knew they wasn't like God. Satan lied to them. Amen. But the thing was, Satan, through the serpent, lied to her, telling her she'd be like God. But guys, Eve was already made in the image of God. She was already like God. Amen. So he deceived her into making that big mistake. I pray that he's not deceiving us into making major mistakes like that in our lives. I pray that we still have blinders on, that when he goes, hey, look at that fruit tree over there. And we're like, nope, ain't going to happen today, Satan. Not today, Satan. Amen. I'm not that hungry. I can do without that. I'm getting filled up on bananas and figs. I'm okay without that. Amen. And you hear Satan there. God will understand if you do it. He knows we're weak. Amen. He does know we're weak. Amen. But he expects us to stand strong and man up every once in a while. He don't understand when we go against his will. He knows it's going to happen. Amen. Because he's all knowing. But he don't like it. He don't understand it. And besides, you still get that. No one has the right to judge you. How many of y'all ever had Satan tell you that? Amen. He'd be all over that. Nobody got a right to judge you. You're your own man. You are your own man. Yeah, that's a big old lie from Satan too. Amen. It don't matter what we do. Amen. Yeah, I'm sorry. And God does love us. Amen. And no matter what we do, he will forgive us for it. But why go through all that in the process when we don't have to? Amen. And you got people on the side. Shh. Just smoke it. Pop it. Watch it. Watch it. Whatever you're doing. Touch it. You deserve it. Shh. Just do it on the quiet. How many of y'all ever had Satan tell you that? Nobody will know. Nobody will see. Nobody's around. Hey, guess what? There's always somebody around. Amen. God is always around. So no matter how quiet you are doing it, he still knows it. He still sees it. Amen. And the world we live in today, guess what? Not only God's around, but there's probably cameras around somewhere. So you can be out in the middle of the woods, and Satan's like, yeah, go ahead and smoke that joint. Nobody gonna see you out here. You out in your land all by yourself. Amen. That's the kind of lies he tries to tell us. And then what happens? We smoke that little cigarette. We smoke the joint. And then you get back to the house, and somebody sends you a pic of you out in the woods with a joint in your mouth. Mm-hmm. From a trail cam. A deer hunting trail cam. That's what I'm saying. You ain't never alone, guys. We are never alone. We are never. Just do whatever makes us happy. Amen? Because if it's not from God, it's not going to make us happy. Satan will only make us happy momentarily. Temporal. Amen? We're under attack. Our family, our marriage, our finances, our children is under attack from Satan. And again, it's good to be in that battle. Because if we're not under attack, Satan already has us anyway. Amen. But we gotta break in. We gotta get in the battle with God. We gotta not let the devil lead our kids astray. We're not going to let the enemy steal our marriages. We're not letting him rob us of what matters most. Amen. And that's our eternity in heaven. We have a defensive armor. Y'all remember that? What did God give us for our defensive armor? A helmet, a breastplate, a shield, a belt. Amen. Our only offensive weapon is what? The inspired Word of God. The inspired Word of God. Ephesians 6:17 says, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. That is our only offensive weapon. We can beat Satan down like he ain't never seen before with the Bible, with the Word of God. Amen. The Bible isn't a book about how to be nice and good. Our greatest spiritual weapon wielded against the devil in a spiritual war. We have two types of swords. We have big and heavy. Swung with two hands. The war, the Bible, is a heavy weapon. It's a heavy sword that we can use. Amen. Hebrews 4:12 tells us this. For the Word of God is alive and active. Sharper than any double-edged sword. We have to be willing to use our weapons against a deceiver. We have to be willing to break open our sword when Satan starts attacking. Amen. Psalm 19:11, he says, I've hidden my word in your heart that I may not sin. I've hidden your word in my heart. I've hidden your sword in my heart that I may not sin. Before the word comes from our mouths, it must be hidden in our hearts. Before it comes from our mouths, we must have it hidden in our hearts. When we're discouraged, put up some y'all ladies like these little sticky notes. Put up some little sticky notes. That post that on there about having your word hidden on your heart that we may not see it. So that when we get discouraged, we can look at it and not be downcast on our souls because we put our hope in God. So that when our family comes under attack, we can use the no weapon formed against us will prosper. And as for me and my house, who are we going to serve?
The Lord.
The Lord. Right. Having those on the sticky notes somewhere helps when those situations, when the devil throws those swords at us, those arrows at us, it helps us have a way of combating those. Don't know if I can make it through another day. How many of you ever felt like that? It's tough, huh? But we're to not grow weary in doing good. And God tells us that we can do all things through Christ. Amen. We can do all things through Christ that gives us strength. So anytime you feel like you can't make it another day, Remember that. Have it on a postie somewhere as a way of keeping it in your heart. If we get a diagnosis that's not good, we should believe in our heart that all things are possible with God. No matter what we're going through, no matter what problems, no matter what issues, all things are possible with God. The stripes of Jesus healed us, didn't it? Hey, guess what? It can heal us in more ways than one. Amen? Not just salvation. Yeah, that one too. Not just salvation, but physical as well. Not just spiritual, but spiritual, physical as well. You can be healed. If we're not sure what to do, the Word tells us to trust in the Lord with what? All of our heart. All of our mind. Amen. All of our soul. Lean not on our own understanding, but on Christ. Amen. And then you get in that situation where the devil's saying, ha, 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 I got you. I got you. Look what you done did now. How many of y'all felt like that? We done messed up bad. Amen. We done messed up bad. After what you did, the devil's saying, God will never take you. God will never do anything with you. Amen. But God says, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. Amen. I think that sounds good. There is no condemnation for those that are in Christ. Those of us that knows Christ Jesus. We can mess up every once in a while. It's going to happen. But don't let Satan deceive you into staying in that condition. Because Christ is just waiting there for you saying, hey, I know you messed up. It's going to happen. That's why I'm here. That's why he accepted me in the first place. Amen. And if you have a relationship in trouble, how many of y'all know relationships can be hard? Amen. They can be tough. No matter how happy they might look from the outside, the inside workings can be tough. Amen. The Word of God tells us so, that love is patient. Love is kind. Amen. Love is patient. Love is kind. And that's no matter what type of relationship we have. Whether it's a marriage, a co-worker, a student, a co-student, classmate. Yeah, I get that word out. No matter who, what type of relationship it is, it can be on the verge of collapse. But God is saying, be patient. Be kind. Be love. Amen. See the devil as a harmless Halloween costume. No matter what he throws at you, it can't hurt you, can it? Because it's just a costume. Amen. Because that's truly what he's trying to do, is disguise himself from what he really is, which is death, hell, and the grave. Amen. Jesus is a soft, gentle guy wearing sandals and carrying a lamb. That's a big difference in viewing those two, ain't it? See, the devil is a harmless Halloween costume. And see, Jesus is a soft, gentle guy wearing sandals and carrying a lamb. I'm going to close with this. Revelation 1, 14 through 16, the New Living Translation says it this way. Sorry. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like flames of fire. His feet were like polished bronze, refined in a furnace. And his voice thundered like mighty ocean waves. He held seven stars in his right hand, and a sharp two-edged sword came from his mouth. And his face was like the sun in all of his brilliance. That's what God will look like when he comes back. Are you ready for Him? Don't let Satan distract you. Don't let Satan deceive you from when that happens, having a joy on your heart, because you know you're going to heaven instead of hell. Amen? Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord. Lord, I thank You for Your message today, Lord. Lord, as always, I thank You for getting Ronnie out of the way, Lord. Lord, and allowing You to speak through me, Lord, not my words, Lord. Lord, I ask You just to impress upon each one of us today, Lord. Lord, the true meaning of what we need, Lord, when Satan comes to us, tries to deceive us, Lord. Lord, and let us know, Lord, that we do have the strength through You, Jesus, not on our own, Lord, to stand up against the lies and the deceptions that Lucifer will send our ways, Lord. Lord, may You continue to intercede for each one of us, Lord. Lord, we thank You for each and everything that You do. And I ask You to be with us till the next service, Lord. In Your name I pray. And everybody said,
amen.
We got one more song, so.